Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday evening, August 27th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, don't sweat a spike in wine prices and satisfaction tips for car companies. You've probably seen a lot of images of damaged vineyards and broken wine bottles following the earthquake in Napa Valley over the weekend. But rest assured, MarketWatch reporter Daniel Goldstein says the earthquake probably won't cause a huge spike in prices, especially for table wines under $7.
Napa wines are typically just 4% of the grapes that are in California, and they tend to be concentrated on the highest end vintages.
He says the earthquake's impact on the wine industry could have been a lot worse.
The earthquake, for the most part, was centered around Sonoma and American Canyon, and most of the wine growing and wineries are in the north part of Napa Valley.
In fact, the bigger issue for wine prices right now is the massive drought on the West Coast.
The water restrictions right now aren't hurting commercial wineries yet, but they are paying more for water, as you can imagine, so they have to pass on the cost somewhere.
You can read more about wine prices with Daniel Goldstein's piece at MarketWatch.com. Fewer incentives and higher expectations dampen spirits, causing a slight decrease in the American Customer Satisfaction Index when it comes to automobiles.
The score this year is an 82 on a 100-point scale compared to an 83 last year. So just a small dip, nothing startling, nothing traumatic.
That's ACSI Managing Director David Van Amberg. Automakers have been reducing and removing big incentives in an effort to improve profitability. Recent reports suggest automakers are turning to incentives to drive Labor Day sales, but the discounts and cashback still remain far below the offers made before the recession. The majority of the 21 brands fell, leaving only Buick and Chevrolet with increases. And when it comes to the big three companies in Detroit, one automaker is clearly the worst when it comes to customer satisfaction.
GM and Ford pretty much neck and neck, as we have had them now for a number of years, and it's really Chrysler that continues to be the also-ran. Chrysler is significantly below both Ford and GM.
And all in all, satisfaction with domestic automakers is improving when compared to their foreign rivals.
Their gap is closing. They are definitely behind both the Asian and European automakers, as we have shown them for a number of years now, but getting closer to them than they have been over the past 5 years.
Despite the drop in satisfaction, auto sales remain brisk for 2014. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.